Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The way we interpret the Bible, whether literally or allegorically, is key to our understanding of God's Word. It's not what I think the Bible says, but what God is saying through His Word. That's the headline. In a moment, David James will join me to give us more information about interpreting the Word of God.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And a clue that somebody may be using an allegorical, even if they don't mean to, is when they ask the question, what does this text mean to you? And the question is not what it means to me or what it means to you. The question is, what does this text mean to God? And then my task as a Bible teacher and interpreter is to figure out what it means to God so that I can apply it correctly.
When everybody sits around in their ignorance of truly what the Bible says and say to each other, what does this mean to you? Does not have any input into understanding the text. It's what God said and what He meant to write to us. What do you see as some of the most important issues that are affected by people who just don't take the Bible seriously or interpreting it correctly?
We could start at the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. The idea that the universe was created in 6 24-hour days, that is to be taken literally. And when you don't take it literally, it leads to all kinds of wrong conclusions. And we know, and we both teach, that the first 11 or 12 chapters of the Bible lay the foundation for every doctrine, and it lays a foundation for everything. The idea of Noah's flood, when you combine creationism, young earth creationism, with Noah's flood, then you have an explanation for the evidence that people use to support evolution. We think about, on the other end of the Bible, prophecy and last days. If you don't undertake the Bible literally and interpret it correctly, you're going to come to wrong conclusions about God's plan, about the establishment of the kingdom. Another issue would be the charismatic issue and the use of sign gifts. We could just go on and on, but these are some of the main ones. And then one that we touched on earlier, the LGBT issue. These are huge theological issues, and they continue to be huge, and we deal with them every week, and I deal with them continually in writing and in the classroom.
David James, our broadcast partner, with some very important principles for interpreting God's Word, the Bible. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It was God-breathed through some 40 men over 1,500 years, 66 books with one focus: Jesus Christ and His redemption plan for humankind. It does matter how you and I interpret the Word of God. There will be absolute confusion if you don't approach your method of interpretation literally. To know the beginning, creation, and the end of all things, God gave the Bible to humankind. His written Word is for us to understand. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...